We're here with the man who can, has, and will again, Matias from the Scorpions. And we were just talking about Lake Tahoe. I remember on the Love at First Sting album, you played the Lawler Event Center. We're all sitting around. You guys had brought your families all from Germany. It was a big, you know, I felt so honored that I was here with the family. You know, the kids are there. And what was the big thing was we had brought everybody, especially Rudolph. Rudolph, huge, huge fan. He would say, in the evening, after we watch Bonanza, if the kids have done their homework, we listen to some rock music. But the big thing was coming to Bonanza Country, which the theme park, which has been closed for a couple years, but the park of Bonanza Country, Bonanza was up in North Lake Tahoe, and it was like, you know, Bonanza, which gets still played on TV around the world, you know, came from right here where you're coming. Now, let's talk about some history. We're here with Matias from the Scorpions. Of course, the big show, get your tickets. There's not going to be any more when they run out. There's one show only. So go to KOZZradio.com and get your tickets, because it's coming up here at the end of the month, an amazing August of great shows. But the Scorpions and Queensryche, get your tickets at KOZZradio.com. Now, Ulrich Roth leaves the band. And of course, nowadays he likes to be called Uli John. He was a friend of yours and recommended you to Rudolph to come and play. And these were, you know, I mean, Ulrich Roth, Michael Schenker. All of a sudden, who is this Matias guy? You came, you played, and left not knowing how things went, and found out later. How did you find out that you had the gig?
Actually, I auditioned. They called it like a jam session. By what I didn't know is they were actually looking for a new guitar player. I heard from Uli, you know, who's still my friend, that he was going to leave to do his own project. And so I knew they were looking for a guitar player to a certain sense, a certain degree. But I was officially invited for a jam session. And we played, and then later on, I found out they were in London a couple of days before that, and had checked up to 140 different guitar players over the course of many days. And there were a couple of like half-famous people there as well, but they were not really happy with those. And then like 10 days later, we went to the studio to record a song, because they wanted to obviously find out if it's not only playing live is great, but also studio work. And I had been to that studio with another band before. And so all of a sudden, here we were together. And 40 years later, we're talking about it.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things that we're talking to Matias from the Scorpions, one of the things that the band has always known that, you know, I think that America can be a very sexually oppressed country and a nation of people where, you know, the sex is used in advertising all the time, but sex on album covers not always so went so well. A lot of retailers wouldn't stock projects. And then Scorpions have a history of having to repackage their album covers. And one of the silliest ones was the cover of Love at First Sting, a man and a woman in a passionate embrace. And they're fully clothed, but some retailers flipped out about that. The Love Drive with the guys from Hypnosis came up with the boobs and the bubble gum. You know, that one didn't go so well. But what I think, there is no other band on earth that has ever had so much persecution as far as their album cover art.
Yeah, but you know, it's a bit like. Yeah, you know, what can I say? You know, it expressed the vibe of the band and the vibe of the music. And those were the days, you know, when sex, drugs, and roll as a brand almost, you know, was invented. And everybody was talking that. The F word, you know, happened in America like five times per sentence. And but then you can't show an album cover, as you said, in Love at First Sting by Helmut Newton, one of the top photographers of all times.
Right.
You know, being black and white, being fully dressed. How can you say no to that? And, you know, we were a bit astonished about that.
We're here with Matias from the Scorpions and the show coming up. This is going to be an amazing night in South Lake Tahoe with Queensryche. Get your end of the month. Get your tickets at KOZCRadio.com, but do get them because when they run out, they're gone, okay? And you will miss the Scorpions in South Lake Tahoe underneath the stars and the pine trees. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful night.